This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, broadcasting out of Northwest Montana. And we're in hour number two right now, and I'm, again, looking at all my homework and realizing that I'm not going to get through even probably 40% of it. So I'm just going to go back to, again, published articles in the public domain and probably continue to go off into more tangents and sidebars. So here we go. Next article, Elizabeth Warren claims Bitcoin is fueling climate change, but yet she supports a centralized Federal Reserve creating a cryptocurrency itself. See, this is what happens when you have such a corrupt system. I mean, since 1913, the beginning of the Federal Reserve, and by the way, the IRS, just for a little history lesson, did start at the same time. That's called centralized control, okay? But see, now, since 1913, in the last year, they've printed 35% of U.S. dollars. 35%. Do that math. That's why there's so much lack of trust and confidence in the system. And the little guy doesn't have a golden parachute. We don't have hedge funds. We don't have Plan Bs. You know, we don't know how long the Fed's going to buy treasuries and issue new bonds to pay for old ones. Are they going to continue with QE and monetizing debt? What's credit anymore? What's the credit market? What does collateral even mean? I mean, we have over-leveraged loans continuing. We have capped yield rates on both sides. We have zombie companies out of control. The corporate bond market is artificially held up. We've talked about valuations and printing money and, you know, UBI and MMT coming into false avenues, if you will. We've talked about the suppression of silver and gold through paper contracts and naked shorts. In other words, making that system almost illegitimate. The confidence in the central banks and its corruption and the world reserve currency status hanging by a thread. You know, we don't know if the government's going to default, going to go into inflation, but in the meantime, the little guy's getting inflation, deflation, and stagflation. You know, nothing against Bitcoin, and Bitcoin, I think there's some new information about Bitcoin where they just upgraded in the last, compared to the last 4 years, their cryptocurrency. It's called the upgrade. Great, I believe, is called Taproot, and it's going to take effect in November, and it's supposed to create better privacy and efficiency for the people who are doing transactions and eliminate more of the middleman, and basically keeps it more less transparent or more private when it comes to making commerce decisions and buying and selling using Bitcoin. So that's going to be real interesting. I don't know how much of an opinion I have. If Bitcoin is really decentralized, you know, I do check cryptocurrency every day. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I see them all going down at the same time. I mean, Bitcoin's got a little uptick in the last few days, but it's very, anything to do with computers. You know, we've talked about the hacking, the cyber attacks, you know, pipelines, banks, the Pentagon. I mean, big corporations, corporations especially that the left don't want. You know, banks and ATM machines are hacked every day. Utility systems, gas stations, you know, where you pump your gas to go somewhere, you know, water treatment facilities have been hacked. Forget about personal information. You know, they have this, they created this HIPAA Act basically to, you know, protect the elite in the medical system. But personal information, it's done. And they can make anything up about your personal information they want, from finances to medical records. They give away your physical location. There's apps that have that now. Identity stealing, theft. This happens all the time. Members of the military, they've given away their information. Just transportation systems, subways, planes, they're heavily reliant on computers. You know, how about stoplights, air traffic control? I mean, we're every day, every minute, credit cards, debit cards, telecommunications, it's all, everything's a risk today. Every gadget is automated. I love this smart technology that crap that they talk about all the time. Smart, it really means spy. Captain John Reagan, I remember he talked about that years ago, and I continue to keep that alive. That's what that means. Smart means spy. So you're taking a big risk. Being in these smart cyber computer systems. All right, let me move on here. Next article. Antrim County Attorney DiPerno releases bombshell report claims county voting machines were remotely logged into. Basically what this means, people, is that the November election needs to be decertified. That's what that means. You know, I can't believe what they're doing to the reputation of our military, especially our heroes who gave their life for this country. They are literally saying that they died in vain. And I'll tell you, this DiPerno guy, he's one of the 5% of attorneys who's really good. Robert Barnes is another constitutional attorney, great attorney. I mean, there's some really good people out there, but unfortunately most of them have been bribed or bought and paid for or blackmailed, I should say. Okay, next. Mitch suggests that he won't let Biden fill a SCOTUS seat in 2024. That's an example. In fact, let me go to the next article here. Senator Lindsey Graham says Trump would have won 2020 election if Wuhan lab theory was proven. It was proven, Lindsey. And Mitch, Biden didn't win. This is an example of virtual signaling and setting up plausible deniability. This is all theater by rhino Republicans. Okay, next. White House overlords approve Biden's initiative to end Trump discounts on insulin. Do you know how many people take insulin or have diabetes? And Biden literally ended the program? Do you really think all the good things that Trump did, energy independence, roaring up economy, everything was planned. Everything is scripted. Everything is made for submissive conformity, for the reset, for the economic takeover. I've mentioned the agenda till I'm blue in the face, forced austerity, no representation for the little guy. It's an attack on patriots. It's an attack on free markets and supply and demand, eliminating cash. Pardon me, centralizing cryptocurrency. Stopping peaceful assembly, making the technocracy control everything. It's to make you submissive. It's to break your will. It's to hide Joe Biden under a virtual reality blanket, to eliminate legitimate voting, to rig everything, to eliminate the Constitution, which is freedom, liberty, the rule of law, to create division, chaos, infighting, food storages, eugenics, genocide, war, continue fake information, deep population, eliminate free speech, force vaccinations, immunity passports, force lockdown, make you sick with 5G towers. This is all part of the agenda. And this is why we're seeing the consequences of inaction towards political correctness, people, because we haven't spoken up. We need to speak up. Next. Trump thanks Interior Department IG for completely and totally exonerating him in clearing Lafayette Park. Every story that comes out of the mainstream media is fake. It's a bought and paid for narrative for the agenda, people. Next, 180,000 illegal arrested at the border in May, a 674% increase over last year. Look, nobody's against immigration, but when it's illegal, unvetted immigration, that's when crimes occur and we have problems. This is all by design, by UN and the powers that be to control the world. They want to eliminate our sovereignty. This is all by design. We're falling for the social conditioning and the fear and the cognitive dissonance and the Stockholm syndrome. There's a lot of people aiding and abetting accessories for crime here. Next, Facebook plans first smartwatch with cameras and the heart monitor. Again, smart anything is spy. That's what that means. It's all about control. Next, New Hampshire school numbering children just like a concentration camp prisoners to track COVID vaccination status. I know it's hard to believe. These are published articles in the public domain. Next, Kamala Harris tells Spanish media U.S. is the safe haven for migrants after staging this stunt about don't come to America. It's all hypocrisy and double standards. It's all a show. There's nothing legitimate anymore. Next, CBS late night host James Corden says knuckle sandwiches to the unvaccinated. Can't make this stuff up, folks. And I think there was another, wasn't there something about late night with Jon Stewart? He went on, what was it, Colbert or something like that? Anyway, I read about it somewhere. He basically was talking about how science in many ways helped ease the suffering of the pandemic. And I think this is a quote, which was more likely caused by science. You can't make this stuff up, folks. They're literally telling us the truth when they are trying to hide it. It's kind of like when you walk on a crack in a sidewalk and you look at the crack and you want to avoid it, but because you're looking at it, you step on it. That's exactly what he did here. It's hilarious. Okay, let me go back. Pardon all the tangents, people. Next article. Ballot printing companies better lawyer up. 2020 ballots were modified in multiple Republican areas. This is called fraudulent vote switching, people. Next article. The printing companies that supplied ballots in the 2020 election may be as guilty as voting machine companies. See? Next, Rockefeller Foundation paper published in 2010 predicted how the pandemic can be used for global authoritarian power. It's all planned. It's the template. It's all theater, folks. This is scripted. We have to wake up to this. We have to read and research. Next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
DC for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I am just going to continue with more articles in the published in the public domain because I am running out of time, so pardon me. I'll pick up where I left off on Thursday, and tomorrow again I'll be with Gwyneth Isaacs, and I'll be here on Friday as well. Okay, next article I was trying to mention during the break, but I think I was cut off. Doug Casey on how COVID hysterics turned Canada into East Germany. See, it doesn't matter what country you're in, folks. You know, it doesn't matter. When you hear the powers that be with these professional wordsmithing and politically correct buzzwords like ethics, morals, values, rule of law, accountability, these are BS politically correct buzzwords. They mean nothing. If we have different words and different meanings for different tiers of society based on skin pigmentation, shape, based on gender, based on the gender you identify, your sexual orientation, your religion, whatever, then nothing matters. Basically, this is a consolidation of power, money, control. In other words, it's done to destroy sovereign nations, eliminate freedoms, justice, liberty, due process, all the rule of law. They want to legalize and normalize pedophilia, destroy families, control your spending. It's the aristocracy serf relationship. They want the top 1% to be the aristocracy, and they want the 99% to be the serfs and slaves. So when they say, oh, well, we want everybody to be equal, that's exactly the opposite of what they're trying to do. This is why they're monetizing debt with helicopter money. It's not for the good of the people. It's to crash the economy. and destroy everybody's future. This is all controlled by non-elected officials, and officials are in air quotes. These central banks are not federal. They're private. They're corporate oligarchies, all bought and paid for. Everything you see is theater acting with politicians, like I mentioned about Lindsey Graham and Mitch just a few moments ago. It's all acting. You're literally getting your fact checks verified by a bunch of phony paid-for actors is basically what it boils down to. Everything is contributing to the fascist, corrupt, authoritarian system. And the consequences of all this is increased murder, increased suicides, increased rape, increased drug use, normalizing of everything, all the propaganda, pedophilia, divorce, kicking fathers out of the home, decreasing family unity, decreasing opportunity, decreasing prosperity, decreasing skill sets, while they try to create more divide and conquer efforts along with depopulation. Everything is telegraphed. People are waking up around the world in mass. We have to get rid of the people who talk to them about how they've been brainwashed about this left-right paradigm. It's all about distractions, dumbing down, and dividing the people. Okay, I got to stop my tangents here. Next, an artist in Italy has just sold an invisible sculpture for 15,000 euros. Now, here's my disclaimer again. Published articles in the public domain. It's like the emperor has clothes. That's the era this is the 1984 Orwellian nightmare that we're living in, when people are literally selling invisible sculptures for 15,000 euros. That's like $18,500, somewhere around there. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. Next. We've reached our breaking point. Dozens of Baltimore businesses threaten not to pay taxes. I don't have a crystal ball, folks. I don't try to predict the future. But I think this is going to be happening more and more and more as things become more and more corrupt. I think more states, more cities are going to say, that's it, we're done paying taxes. And I just want to remind you people, Joe Biden said just a few months ago, and I'm going to try to remember to repeat this. He said if you make $400,000 or more, you will not pay a penny in taxes. And, of course, I'm paraphrasing, even though my quote's probably pretty close. So keep that in mind. Next, U.S. military keeps guns keep vanishing and some used in street crime. What's going on there, folks? Next, invasion, 500,000 caught border crossing in 3 months. 500,000. New York University professor charged with hate speech after urging students to investigate propaganda behind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully, social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th. And it's just like, I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
Cynthia Ariosa on Fox News. Arizona's audit of the 2020 election is close to being finished. Former Arizona Secretary of State Kent Bennett has been monitoring the 2.1 million ballots from Maricopa County. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some Trump supporters believe it will turn up evidence to support his narrative of election fraud. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has one governor stepping up to protect its people. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As thousands of illegal immigrants each month continue to cross the southern border, one border state's governor is taking steps to protect his residents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News about the moves he's making on the border.
It's a multi-step strategy. First, we are increasing arrests. We're setting up situations where if you're stepping into the state of Texas, you're going to be stepping into an area for which there was a no trespassing zone. Because I have declared a disaster, if you are arrested for trespassing, it is immediately a jail-based offense up to 180 days in jail or higher. And then we're adding to that, working with locals as well as local residents, we are beginning this week to add fencing along the border where if that fencing is disturbed, that is vandalism. That is another crime for which we can arrest people coming across our border into the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott is expected to announce a plan for the state to build a border wall later this week.
The crisis at the border is a result of the Remain in Mexico immigration policy being eliminated by the current administration. NASA is planning for multiple commercial deliveries to the moon's surface. Included are three new scientific investigation payloads. Two of the payloads will land on the dark side of the moon, a first for NASA. The PRISM projects call for lunar deliveries between late 2021 through 2028. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, it's amazing. I try to give as much information as possible, and I never have enough time. It's, one of the articles I mentioned that not too long ago was about big corporations and what they're doing, you know, regarding official or creative accounting and all these other things. You know, you have to remember a lot of these corporations are funding BLM and communism because they have theirs, and they don't want you to have yours. You got to remember, 71% of donated money goes to three women who funded BLM. So you got to keep all this stuff in mind. The corruption is over the top. this is why people are coming to Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Texas, Florida. They're going to blue states. But they also want to have a little bit of land. They want to be self-sufficient. They want to be preppers. They want to think outside the box. They want to live outside the box. All the things that Vince and I have talked about over the years. So let me go back to more articles here, folks. 10 Democrats saying how easy it is to hack voting machines in 2 minutes. These are Democrats. They're on video. I saw it. And here, we still are installing phony politicians. Next, Brits bash Biden. Quote, so senile he probably won't remember what we told him anyway. Unquote. To our military, to our patriots, to our Americans, do you really want to continue with this? With all the voter and election fraud and foreign interference? Next. Senator Ron Johnson's staff is looking through 1,400 hours of January 6th video footage. I'm sure a lot has been deleted before they got to him. But just with what he has, 38% of the 800 of the, let me say this again, 38% of the 800 protesters were waved in the West Terrace door cap by Capitol Police. People, we knew all this. We knew all this. I've seen the videos of Antifa in black garb putting on different color shirts, red and blue shirts, on video. We've seen them bring the people in. This was all planned destruction. This was a setup. In other words, a false flag. Next. Reporter who broke the Clinton Lynch tarmac story found dead in his apartment, and they're saying he committed suicide. No, he was suicided. There's a big difference. Next, the same suspicious SQL software discovered in Michigan Dominion voting machines was just found in the Pennsylvania Dominion voting machines. That means aiding and abetting when you certify this election. This is criminal, left and right, up and down, back and forth. Next, Missouri governor to sign bill nullifying federal gun laws. Every state should be doing the same thing. And I'm going to mention four more articles before going to healthcare here. And obviously, I got to skip a bunch because I just don't have time. But think about these four articles. When I mention this, people, think about it. This sounds like America to you. Again, living the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. Decades of inaction towards political correctness. And this is what we get when we don't speak up. Biden's HHS secretary, that's Health and Human Services, refuses to say mother instead of birthing people. So all you females that had children, you're no longer mothers. You are now birthing people. Congratulations. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, they are saying that if a minority rapes you, you're a racist if you tell authorities. And now you're no longer a mother. This is what happens. When you don't stick up for other groups and your group left, who's going to stick up for you? This is how that works, folks. This is the template. The powers that be knew this. Next, angry mom blasts school teaching five-year-olds about anal sex and masturbation. Again, published articles in the public domain. This isn't Rich making this up to become the next Twilight Zone writer, I promise you. Next, Burger King donating sandwich money to a child tranny group. Not making this stuff up. Next, PBS pushes toxic drag queen story hour on toddlers. PBS, just so you know, folks, PBS is funded by your tax dollars. All right, I'm going to switch over to healthcare here because I know you're probably falling off your chairs, your jaw's dropping, and you think maybe Rich is making this stuff up, but I'm not, I promise. Okay, there's a hero doctor that says CDC bureaucrats and Democrat politicians could be guilty of mass murder and crimes against humanity. This is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. And he basically, to make a long story short, has made it very clear, and we've mentioned all these articles before, that he's treated well over 2,000 COVID-19 patients. His success rate of 100% for low-risk patients and a success rate of 99.3% for high-risk patients using hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak antibiotic, okay, which is azithromycin. So, people, we have to be aware that there's a lot of aiding and abetting going on by corrupt people who are willing to take the money or be blackmailed. So I'm going to mention as many healthcare articles as possible and take it from there, and I'll pick up where I left off another day this week. Brave 11-year-old girl kicked out of school for refusing to continue wearing a mask. How many articles have we mentioned hypoxia, hypercapnia, psychological disorders, physiological disorders, the bacteria in the mouth causing strokes and heart attacks because of the mask at an increased rate, gum disease, increased rate. I'm blue in the face talking about this stuff. Next, spike protein variants in coronavirus vaccines are the root cause of blood clots. People, we have... How many articles have we given on this broadcast about people who are magnetized? Some people who are literally magnetized. What happens when these people walk into 5G areas or Wi-Fi areas? And then what happens to them when they're implanted with microchips, with metal technology? Curious? The word anti-vax people is designed to degrade and divide the people. These are just divide and conquer strategies. This is why they're saying they want to take your phone away. Technology, everybody says, is the double-edged sword. It's not. It's a 99-to-1% ratio. It's so far past the law of diminishing returns. Technology doesn't have value for the little people. It's based on censorship, surveillance, setting people up. Propaganda delivery system, tracking, tracing. It's for the elite to manage and control the little people. Patents on your DNA, like Monsanto did on GMO crops. I'm reading about this. Why do you think the system, the powers that be, are so pro-trans? So they can stick some type of chip in your body, and so they are planning on patenting you. Are you reading about all the vaccidents? I've mentioned this, I think I mentioned that like 2 months ago. Articles are popping up all over the place because people are getting brain fog while driving. Did you read the article? Are you reading the articles about succession planning? It's corporations that know, that's what they're saying, that know that within the next 3 years, people are going to have to be replaced because they're going to die. It's called succession planning. Please look it up. We've talked about the studies in mice regarding the brain under the microscope looking like mad cow disease, spike proteins crossing the blood-brain barrier and leaving behind damaging neurological disease. These are all articles published in the public domain. I'm not making this stuff up. Next. And where was I here? Okay, spike protein variants, coronavirus is the root cause of blood clots, new study finds. Next, Oracle engineer who helped design CDC coronavirus track system dies from COVID-19 2 months later after getting the vaccine. Did he really die of COVID? Or was he planning on saying something because of his designing the CDC coronavirus tracking system? Interesting. Next, FTC targets chiropractor for helping COVID patients using vitamin D and zinc. The Federal Trade Commission, they're They're weaponizing our government and turning them into Gestapo. This isn't their realm. This isn't their jurisdiction. The Federal Trade Commission. Are you kidding me? Next. Biden regime caught bribing hospital staff to supply positive reviews for COVID vaccines. Let me repeat that, please. Biden regime caught bribing hospital staff to supply positive reviews for COVID vaccines. What's the other word for that? That's right, propaganda. Next, 8 Maine residents die after receiving 2 Wuhan coronavirus vaccine doses. Next, new video proves Wuhan biolab worked with live bats. This video, it's all over the internet, folks. All these so-called people in authority who said, oh, I didn't meet with that person. Oh, we never had live bats. Oh, we never did this testing. We never did gain of function tests. We never did. They're all lies. They're all proven in pictures and videos. And 15,000 files were deleted, by the way. 15,000. No, that's not an admission to guilt. I mean, please, send me a check, and I'll send you a bridge. Come on, people. Next, BBC just admitted 50% of deaths included vaccinated people. Let me repeat that. BBC just admitted 50% of deaths included vaccinated people. Wow. Look at the benevolence of the BBC. They're admitting this. How accurate are they? Is this a false virtual signal? Is it? What's going on here, people? Yes, that's sarcasm. Okay, let's look at the next article. Vaccinated people are dying of COVID at 20 times the rate of unvaccinated than in the UK. Again, vaccinated people are dying of COVID at 20 times the rate of the unvaccinated in the UK. What did I just read? The BBC just admitted 50% of deaths included vaccinated people. Well, how can that be if it's 20 times? Where's the BBC located? In the UK. Can't make this stuff up, people. J&J CEO says people will need annual COVID vaccines to maintain immunity. This is going to be ongoing forever, or for however long you live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. Last segment, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince Finelli. I'm just going to rip as many articles as possible. Next article, U.S. government spends an extra $3 billion on vaccine hesitancy propaganda as deaths surpass 5,000. I think it's close to 6,000 right now. Remember, people, you pay for everything through inflation, taxes, cost shifting. You pay for everything, and they're using your money to pay for propaganda. This is outrageous. Next. Trending. First autopsy of COVID vaccinated patients found spike proteins in every organ of the body. Let me say that again. Every organ of the body, spike proteins were found. What I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to try to not do any sidebars here. I'm just going to mention as many articles as I can, because we're down to seconds. We really appreciate you being here, and I hope you have a great day, but I'm just going to finish off the broadcast with as much information as I possibly can. Next, Greg Garrett says Dr. Fauci may be legally culpable for everything from wrongful death lawsuits to negligent lawsuits. This is huge. Next, greatest mass killer of the 21st century. Data shows Fauci conspired and lied. New study shows hydroxychloroquine plus azithromycin improved survival by nearly 200%. Next, China compares Wuhan lab probe with WMDs in Iraq. This is about as arrogant propaganda as you can get. Next, medical advisors to CDC, quote, higher than expected number of cases of heart problems in young adults and adolescents following COVID vaccination. Next, CDC caught lying about hospitalization rates for unvaccinated teens in latest propaganda scheme to push more vaccines. Next, Republican Stephen Massey says everyone at the CDC needs to be fired for lying about coronavirus. Massey, you're wrong. They shouldn't be fired. They should be tried for murder. Next. Shocking jump in vaccine deaths reported this week as CDC linked VAERS tracking website, and that's where it's almost 6,000 deaths. If you recall, about a month ago, I read an article where it's probably close to 50,000. You can't, the whole system is totally outlawed. It's turned. Next, CDC to hold an emergency meeting on rare but higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following the Pfizer-Moderna jabs. Next, vaccinated people who already had COVID is pointless. Vaccinating people who already had COVID is pointless. And this comes from the Cleveland Clinic as well. They're saying vaccine provides no added benefit beyond your own innate immunity. Next, revealed how globalists planned the COVID-19 pandemic for 10 years. We talked about that earlier. Everything is planned. It's all scripted. It's all theater. It's all for the reset. It's for the takeover. It's for the takedown. Next, Florida urologists find signs of infertility and prostate cancer in men jabbed with COVID vaccine. Next, corporate recruiter warns energy companies to replace vaccinated employees. We talked about succession planning earlier in the broadcast. That's exactly what this is about. Next, there is no corona pandemic. It's the fraudulent PCR test. They can make any outcome they want. Next, Nevada governor found hoarding hydroxychloroquine after banning it. You can't make this stuff up, people. The Nevada governor banned a drug that's going to cure you. First of all, this is a 99.7% survival rate, okay? And he's hoarding hydroxychloroquine for himself, but banning it for you Nevadans. People, wake up. Next. New study confirms Trump was right. Heck, he was right about everything. Fauci, the Democrats, the media, the tech giants, the lie about hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, everything. The hundreds of thousands of people were murdered, including in the nursing home states in the blue states. Murdered. Wake up, people. Do something. Say something. They want submissive conformity. Be an American, for Pete's sakes. Next. Ivermectin inhibits the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein from binding to the ACE2 receptors in human tissue. Next, Wuhan collaborator Peter Duszak admits to developing the killer coronavirus with the communist Chinese. Next, Biden to U.S. troops. There's no wall high enough to keep us safe from the pandemic or the next biological threat, and there will be more. Is Biden saying he's going to infect us with more bioweapons? Next, suffering from the vax clot, new blood clot disorder is sweeping the globe. Next, corruption. COVID-19 mRNA vaccine instruct your cells to clog your blood with protein prions that inflame the heart. Next.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.